The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, Strong Apollo for Eric Grossa. Eric, are you ready to do this?
Absolutely.
All right, let's go. Eric is the president of Suki. They're an organization combating the epidemic of healthcare staff burnout. Eric, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, why you do what you do.
Well, thanks, George. I grew up in New England, but I've been in the West Coast in San Francisco for now over 25 years. And personally, I'm married with three teenage kids, which when combined with my work, keeps me very, very busy. And professionally, what I love doing is building companies that really have an impact in ways I can personally relate to and that I also believe is really important. And I'm really, really passionate about delivering better healthcare, which is just a massive part of the U.S. economy. It's almost 20% of GDP, if you could believe it. It's over $4 trillion. So when we do a better job in healthcare, I think we'll have a really, really big impact in the overall U.S. economy.
20% of the U.S. economy is healthcare. I guess that doesn't surprise me, but yeah.
Yeah. And when you think about how large our economy is, and the fact that one out of every $5 spent is on healthcare, that's a big opportunity for improvement. A big sandbox, if you will.
Yeah. Has it always been roughly 20, or is that number exploding?
It's crept up, and it's now, as I mentioned, over almost 20%, but it hasn't always started there, but that's where, fortunately or unfortunately, where it's trending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I appreciate that. And I'm sure that there's lots of good things to go along with that, but probably a lot of bad things that are going along with that too. And you had shared with me in advance of our time today that this healthcare staff burnout, and it's a horrible problem. If you would tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. And this was an issue that's becoming worse and worse even before COVID hit, which is just doctors feeling increasingly burnt out. And this isn't something that happens occasionally. About half of doctors are telling us that burnout is a really, really significant issue. And that is a real problem, and what it's doing amongst other things is it's making it really, really difficult for doctors to really engage. They're feeling burnt out, massively stressed out, and it's to the point where almost 80% of physicians don't recommend being doctors to their own kids. I always thought of being a physician as a noble profession and something that oftentimes gets passed down from generation to generation. That is definitely not occurring as much anymore. And that's having really, really challenging and potentially burdensome impacts on the overall sort of healthcare environment, because what a lot of agencies are now predicting is a doctor shortage. So over the next 10 years, there's going to be a shortage of anywhere from 50 to over 100,000 doctors. So when it's as big a part of the economy as it is in the United States, that's a really, really big problem that we're trying to solve at Suki.
No doubt about it. Burned out, that's a term that we casually throw around. What does that really mean?
Well, one way to think about it, if you put yourself in the shoes of a doctor now, we all see how busy they are during the day. But one pretty crazy statistic, George, is that physicians now spend 2 hours of administrative work on top of every hour they spend with patients. Mm-hmm. So that is basically a recipe for burnout when you're essentially doing two jobs as a doctor, the job you were trained for, which is taking care of patients, and then the quote unquote night shift, where you're basically handling all the documentation requirements that your healthcare system is asking of you to basically manage all those patients that you're seeing from an administration standpoint. So you take 2 hours of admin work on top of what you're doing during the day, and that's a recipe for feeling pretty stretched.
Yeah, I don't think that if you had just applied that to any field, in the field of baking, for every hour of baking, you have to do 2 hours of compliance, where I could be like, baking sucks now. I used to really like making cakes, but now I'm not interested in doing that anymore.
Yeah, so. And we think about medical school residencies, all the training that doctors spend on to become physicians and to take care of patients. There's not that type of training on all the administrative side of things. So it's not what doctors are trained to do. It's not what they want to do. So what we want to do is to massively reduce that administrative burden, which in turn will make doctors a lot less stressed out, which means they'll be a lot less burned out and much more productive and much happier with their patients and with what they're doing.
Yeah. It seems that, again, every single one of us, if we can remove the stuff that we don't really enjoy doing and that we hate doing certainly, and we can focus all of our time and our energy on the parts of our job and our lives that we do like, then that is a recipe for success versus the one that we're on, the path that we're on, which is disaster. A shortage of 50,000 to 100,000 doctors. That's crazy. How many doctors are there in the United States now?
Oh, I'd probably have to get you that. I don't know offhand.
Yeah.
I just know that, 50, you just look at the number on the outset, 50,000 to 100,000 doctors, that is a pretty significant shortfall. And what that does is it's going to make this burnout situation, unless we fix it, even worse. Right. So imagine having this kind of documentation burden and having a lot fewer doctors to do it. So the whole system's going to become even more stretched. So it's definitely an epidemic, and I don't use that word lightly, especially in the environment that we're in currently.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So the remedy, so what does Suki do?
Sure. Well, think of Suki as basically like a voice-enabled, mobile-first type of technology that really streamlines how doctors interact with technology at work. Think of Suki as like kind of an Alexa or a Siri for doctors. So patient narratives, documentation, scheduling, all the administrative stuff that we're talking about, is just so much easier when doctors can use their voice instead of having to always type into a keyboard. So it's a huge productivity helper. With Suki, doctors complete notes and other tasks over 70% faster. And because Suki's mobile, they can handle those administrative responsibilities from anywhere, instead of always being chained or tethered to a computer. So that's a pretty significant advantage. They can handle their administrative needs while walking down a hallway to their next appointment, or they can do it while walking their dog or doing their dishes or watching their kid's soccer game or away from work as well. So it really frees up, it helps them get everything done quicker, but it also allows them to do it in a much more flexible location than what they're typically used to doing.
Yeah, that certainly makes sense. What is the documentation? What are the different kinds of documentations that these physicians are having to make?
Sure. Well, we work with over 100 healthcare systems, over like 2 or 3 dozen specialties. So it really depends on what type of doctor you are. If you're a cardiologist or a surgeon, that's very different than from being a general practitioner. But each patient encounter has documentation needs that needs to be coded and handled a certain way in order for doctors to complete their compliance obligations, as well as what insurance companies ask for them in terms of documentation in order to handle payment. So this is all the work. And then there's also obviously the scheduling piece of this too, which can be pretty significant. We all see firsthand how busy doctors are. So this type of patient narratives and documentation and scheduling is all a big part of why doctors are now spending, you know, 2 hours for every 2 hours of documentation for every 1 hour of patient encounters. So that's the part that we're attacking, and we want to make much more efficient using Suki and using voice and using mobile.
Yeah. Just the patient care part, the whole healthcare part of medicine, of making sure that, hey, I just saw patient John and, you know, he's having this issue. And so we talked about doing this and talked about this prescription, and we're going to see him again in 3 months. That alone is certainly time consuming, but then you mix in all the other important administrative compliance items that are required by law probably, and then are necessary to make sure that all the money is going where it's supposed to. It's a lot.
Yeah. So just imagine what you were just saying right there, how quickly you just said it. Now imagine having to type it, having to think it, making sure it's in the right spot, right? That's how the productivity can just be so frustrating for physicians when they're inputting this into their healthcare systems. Voice is so much easier. And we're seeing that in the consumer space too. I mean, think about how, Siri or Alexa is increasingly how just ordinary people or regular people are just interacting with technology. So we want to bring that convenience to doctors. And that's really what we're about.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
And how is it being received?
Oh, doctors love it. You know, and it's not surprising because they can use their voice to instead of having to be tethered to a keyboard, and they can do it so much more flexibly and anywhere they want, instead of having to do it in their office at home or being stuck at work. So it really is a platform that helps them immensely. And that's the kind of feedback that we're getting from the physicians that are working with us.
And the insurance companies and the other parties?
Well, the insurance companies and the healthcare systems also really, really like us because all the documentation, because we make it so much easier, is also being done that much more accurately. So in terms of accuracy of documentation and coding, that's also much better as well. So the insurance companies love it because it's accurate, as well as the healthcare administrators that oversee the hospitals and care facilities where the doctors work. So this is really a situation where everybody's happier and everyone wins when this type of work can be done more efficiently and also more accurately. There's benefits across the whole ecosystem.
Yeah, and I imagine you probably tried or have quantified what those benefits really are from a time saving perspective, a mental health perspective, a longevity and a sustainability perspective. We want our doctors to be happy and healthy and to be working as opposed to retiring and no new doctors coming in.
You said it well. And you know, as I mentioned before, at least what we're seeing is the productivity improvements for doctors that use Suki are really, really significant. I mean, they're completing their notes, their patient narratives, all their administrative tasks over 70% faster than what they were doing it before. Just think about that. That's a huge productivity improvement. And remember, this is basically reducing that burden that the doctors don't want to do. So what does that mean? What that means is doctors can spend more time with individual patients and also see more patients. So the ripple effect of that is scheduling is a lot easier. I'm sure all of us, yourself included, have been frustrated by how long it can sometimes take to just make an appointment to see a doctor. So this will help with that as well. So again, I think it's one of those situations that when this type of burden is addressed and relieved for doctors, patients, healthcare systems, insurers, everybody benefits, and especially the doctor, which is what we're about. We're about helping the doctor first and foremost.
One of those win-wins where it almost sells itself, but almost is probably the operative term, Eric. What is the pushback that you get?
Well, you know, it's the pushback when people actually use the platform really isn't, there really isn't any. Our net promoter scores are extremely, really high, over 60, and people really, really, doctors really, really like it. In terms of pushback, I think there's always, the reality of learning something new, right? Mm. Which is especially when you're stretched to the limit. Doctors sometimes need to be reminded that, just doing things the way they've been doing it, making a small investment to massively improve, how they do things is a step worth taking, but you have to take that first step. So sometimes it takes a little convincing to do that, but once people try it, that's when they're hooked.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I imagine anytime a hospital system is making a decision about a new software or decision, it's never an easy one because it does require time and implementation and learning and everything else that goes along with that. So
sure. Yeah, you said it well. I mean, healthcare is famous for having what's called really long sales cycles. So, and the reason why sales cycles are long is that you need a lot of people in the room, to approve a platform like Suki. You need the doctors and the doctor representatives, like the chief medical officer, endorsing it. You need the finance team to confirm that the productivity improvements really are significant. There's the IT folks that need to approve it as well from a security and compliance standpoint. So there's a lot of heads in the room, and that means time. But again, once that's complete, the benefits really are massive.
Yeah, makes sense. Love it. Well, Eric, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you, and how can they engage with Suki?
Sure. Just go to www.suki.ai to learn all there is to know about Suki, how to contact one of our representatives and learn more and get started. Highly recommend you do that.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Eric your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. If you have a physician in your life or a hospital administrator, somebody's working in healthcare, certainly pass this along to them as well. Go to suki.ai and check out everything we've been talking about and see if it's a good fit for you and your organization. Thanks again, Eric.
Thank you so much, George. I really appreciate you having me.
And until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.